USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who's 95, back in the hospital in Americus, Georgia, that facility about 10 miles away from Plains where he lives. He's being treated for a urinary tract infection. The Carter Center saying he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. Doctors there performing a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain after a few recent falls. Carter is the oldest living U.S. president. President Trump attending the NATO summit in London, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the White House will not be participating in the impeachment inquiry as it moves to the House Judiciary Committee. She tells Fox News,
on October 8th, the White House counsel made very clear this is an illegitimate and unconstitutional process.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 268 points to close at 27,783, the NASDAQ off 97, the S&P 500 down 27 points. The TV ratings are in for two traditional shows airing annually on Thanksgiving Day. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Welcome to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
NBC's annual broadcast of the Thanksgiving Day Parade drew 22.1 million total viewers on Thursday. Now, that's down from last year's audience of 23.7 million, a decline of just under 7% according to Nielsen. Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills and Dallas Cowboys game on Thursday was the most watched Thanksgiving Day game on CBS Sports in 27 years and the most watched regular season game on any network in the past 3 years.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Prior to his departure to London for the NATO summit with President Trump, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking about Latin America, USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
That speech was delivered at the University of Louisville with Mr. Pompeo discussing some of the progress that had been made in Latin America.
In just the last few years, we've seen some truly remarkable things. Many nations have made a sharp turn towards democracy and capitalism, good government, away from dictatorship, socialism, and the corruption that has been endemic in some of those countries.
Pompeo was invited to speak by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell as part of the university's McConnell Center Lecture Series.
So what did the head of Facebook discuss with President Trump when the two met? USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
It was revealed Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg had an undisclosed meeting with President Trump in October at the White House after a public Oval Office meeting in September. As far as what went on in that meeting, Zuckerberg tells CBS News.
Sure. I mean, we talked about a number of things that were on his mind and some of the topics that you'd read about in the news around our work.
As far as if the president tried to lobby Zuckerberg in any way?
No. I mean, I don't think that that's... I think some of the stuff that people talk about or think gets discussed in these discussions are not really how that works. I also want to respect that it was a private dinner rather than a private discussion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.